Yes, well, the Crows were comprehensively beaten on the weekend by a switched-on Sydney side. Crows interim coach Scott Camporelli is on the line. He's brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's, baking people happy since 1853. Campo, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, Bix, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, big fella.
Someone remembered.
Appreciate that. Probably would have had a cake down there for me if I was still coaching, but...
You would not have. They would have given it to Bungie. He still works down there, Campo,
now,
doesn't he?
Let's get serious for a second. I guess pretty much right from the very start, even from 2 or 3 minutes in, you would have realised you're going to be in for a pretty tough night. The Swans just look really switched on.
Yeah, no, they did, and, we knew that they were after the week that they've had, and probably the 2 weeks before that, that we were going to be in for a really tough contest. You know, we started reasonably well, but, you know, then after about 3 or 4 minutes into the game, we knew we were going to have a real contest on our hands. So, it was one of those, particularly the first half. You know, I thought we retreated a fair bit and we just never put any real pressure on them. But we managed to regroup after halftime. We challenged the group and, you know, they responded pretty well after halftime.
There was really good fight after halftime. I think they only lost it by a goal or two. The group just looked jaded from the first bounce, Campo, for us in the commentary box. I mean, not getting across the ground well enough. I don't want to mention names, but Saucy just looked like he couldn't jump. I spoke to him afterwards. Tex looked like he had leather boots on as well. Just looked jaded.
Yeah, well, they've obviously had quite a big month, but, you know, as we've said, we've prepared really well. Training's been okay. All the wellness that the PPT guys put in front of us, there was no issues. So, you know, there's, you know, probably a combination of reasons, but at the end of the day, we played against a top four side that were in really good form, and they showed us, you know, where we need to get to.
So, in short, what happened? It was more than just missed tackles, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, tackles is a small part of it. You know, our skill level early wasn't great. You know, we dropped chest marks and missed easy targets. And at the end of the day, they had 140 more uncontested possessions than us. So we didn't tackle well. We didn't come with a real fierce appetite to put any pressure on them. And they got through us quite easily.
One of the things that would have disappointed you no end, I'm sure, was the centre bounce differential in terms of clearances. You rate yourself in there and it's been really strong for you all year, one of the best in the competition, but you just got a touch up on the weekend.
Yeah, no, we did, Bix, and it's probably, you know, we rarely have got our colours lowered in there, and as you said, it's been a real strength of ours, and for whatever reason the group just didn't quite click on the weekend in there. And as you well know, centre bounces is probably the most important stoppage on the ground in terms of field position, and very hard these days if you lose centre bounce and try and go coast to coast to try and score. So, we were disappointed with that. Challenged the midfield group at halftime and we probably evened up the ledger after halftime once again. But just goes to show how important that area of the ground is.
And it has been a real strength. Just on that, not trying to drill down too much, how much of it throughout the year is when Source wins it, you win it? When you don't win it, how much does the opposition win it? Because Tippo was all over Source in that centre square, Campo.
Yeah, no, Tippo played really well. He came with a real attitude to compete. And, as I said, you know, probably Source has only had his colours lowered twice this year, probably on the weekend, and probably Nat Nui against West Coast. So, and they were two, you know, games where we just couldn't get it done in the centre bounce. So, Source, as you well know, is a real competitor, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't respond this week.
Does he need more help, Campo? He just needs more help, doesn't he?
Oh, he's done a massive workload,
hasn't he?
No doubt about that. I mean, he's unbelievable. His durability, touch wood, I shouldn't be saying that, but his durability and what he's been able to do for the footy club over the last, you know, 5 years since I've been there and he's been there has been fantastic. Obviously, that's a list management decision that we need to try and find someone if something does happen to Source as well.
One of the difficulties when you have a game like you did on the weekend and you're below par in so many different areas is what do you focus on in the review? What did you really prioritise that you have to get better before this Friday?
Oh, well, I think just that pressure, Bix, to be quite honest. I mean, that's the biggest thing, overriding. If you watch all the games over the weekend, if you don't pressure the opposition and make them either kick the ball forward under pressure or make tackles, and that's the, you know, the beeline to the end of the game, really. So, and once again against Richmond, you know, what they did against Hawthorn, you know, was that. So we're going to be up against it against this week. But as I said, and as you know, Bix, they're a pretty resilient group, and they'll be looking forward to respond.
Will you expect to maybe make a few changes this week?
Well, we haven't had match committee, obviously, but we're having a reasonably healthy list in terms of not too many injuries, and the SANFL winning the last three games has been great. So there's a lot of guys putting up their hands for selection, and yeah, there's obviously guys that need to keep performing to keep their spot.
How do you know things are back to normal, Campo, or as close as they can be? I'm sure you're still in uncharted waters down there, but for the supporters that are listening, can you just tell them how close you are to that in your
arms? Well, I guess just day-to-day, Roy, really. I mean, everyone's back to, I guess, some sort of normality in the way the week goes down and how we go about things and training and conversations that we're having is around footy and not necessarily about how they're going as individuals now. So it's a million-dollar question. Once again, there's 45 guys on our list that have been affected in different ways, so that's always going to be the challenge for us going through. But, you know, the club's been outstanding with the support mechanisms that they've put in place, and as we said, you know, we've still got an opportunity to do something this year, but we've got to earn the right to do that. So that's the main focus going forward.
You wouldn't have been all that rapt taking a phone call late on Monday night saying Richard Douglas is having his appendix out?
Yeah, well,
do without that.
Nobes keeps ringing me with some bad news, so it's not ideal. But you know, it's one of those things, unfortunately, that you can't plan for. And went and saw Richard today, so he's feeling quite good, and he'll get out today. So disappointing, obviously, from a club point of view, but obviously Dougie's health's more important than a game of footy, so hopefully he'll be back before the end of the year.
Daniel Talia had a virus and out. Brody Martin, tonsillitis and out. Now Dougsy Douglas is eating his seeds and his bloody grapes and he's out. What's happening, Campo?
Oh, I'm not sure, Roy. I'm getting a full taste of what it's like to be a senior coach, that's for sure. But we've had some bad luck, absolutely, with guys getting sick with, and that, you know, I guess it's this time of year, you know, gastro and illness and those sort of things. And I guess having the month that we've had, there's a lot of emotional roller coaster rides and I guess up and downs with health and sleep and those really important things that we need to get right. So the doctors are all over it. The physical performance guys are all over it with their wellness, and you know, we're just trying to make sure that we cover all bases.
And you've got the best team down there to look after those boys too, I know that. Now, Campo, Matty Crouch got dropped after the showdown. I got my knickers fair square in a knot over that one. Now you're the coach. And Nobes ripped me a new one, and deservedly so. I'm not questioning the decision. But can you tell me what I'm not seeing? I was just taken aback with that selection.
The thing is, Roy, everyone can look at disposals, and that's okay. But what we need to do is make sure that Matt's a 200-game player at this footy club. So he's a second-year player. He knows between him and I what we've been working on for 2 years, and he needs to keep getting better at that. So I'm not going to go into finer details as to what he needs to improve on as an individual player, but all guys need to improve at our footy club for us to be where Sydney are, where Fremantle are, where Hawthorn are. So Matty's really clear. He's had the same message all year as to what he needs to get better at. And as I've said before, we'll pick a team that we think's going to win on the weekend.
But you can reassure the supporters, I guess, that he does have that clarity and he's on board and willing to get his game better to get back in the side, obviously.
Oh, his attitude's been outstanding. And he was disappointed, as he should be. And I'd be staggered if any player who doesn't get picked is not disappointed. So that actually means that they care, they want to get better. Matty and I have got a great relationship. I actually really love Matty, the way he goes about it. He's a ball magnet, but he's got things that he needs to improve on, and he understands that. So he's really clear. He understands the direction that we want to take the footy club, and he's doing everything, particularly in his training and the way he's played in the SANFL, to deserve a spot back in the team.
Brilliant. Look, he can play at the level. He's got a huge upside. There's just some blokes that I think can do on-the-job training. What I mean by they can learn that in the ones, not in the twos, and I would have afforded him that. That's all I'm getting at, but I understand the decision-making. So on from that, do you have too many 5'9" wombats that are too slow that don't work both ways, Campo?
Like us two.
Well, clearly that's got to be a part of it, Mix. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, the thing is these days, Roy, with you have to be able to play both ways.
Yes.
And that's a critical thing. It's team offence and it's team defence. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we've got a balanced list and a balanced team that plays on the weekend to execute what we need to execute. So that's what it comes down to, really.
Is there some pressure building on players like Matthew Wright, David McKay, who, look, haven't been in great form, and as you mentioned, there's some players in the SANFL who are putting some runs on the board?
Yeah, look, as I said, Bix, we've got a healthy list at the moment, so everyone's under scrutiny, and you know, a performance after weekend doesn't buy anyone any extra weeks. So, as I said, we'll pick a team that we think can win. In Matty Wright, for example, he plays a really particular role for us. And sometimes in footy, it's not all about possessions. It is about what we need from a player. And in terms of David Teague's forward line, he plays a critical role in there. So would we like him to hit the scoreboard a little bit more? Absolutely. Would we like David McKay to have some more possessions? Yes, we would. But at the end of the day, we'll pick a team that we think is balanced and can win this the game of footy.
How enjoying the job, Campo?
Yeah, I am actually enjoying it. It's been a real eye opener. Obviously, been 8 years. I've had a reasonable apprenticeship along the way, and as Bix would testify, I had a bit of a taste of it after Craigie obviously left. So. It's really enjoyable. I've really enjoyed the ups and downs of the coaching, and you're in charge and you make the decisions and you live and die by those. But, you know, I've got a great network in that footy club and great support by the board and the other coaches and also the players. So, really enjoying it. Yeah, there's been some ups and downs, but, it's been a great experience.
Do you want the job?
Look, at the moment, Roy, it's more about now. You know, those things will take care of itself later in the year, but at the moment I'm just more worried about trying to get this group to where we think we can get to by the end of the year.
Okay, will you put your hand up if asked?
As I said, mate, we'll just worry about that at the end of the year.
Now, I've noticed you've still got a pretty full head of hair. You haven't lost any of that, and there hasn't been too many greys sneak through yet. You can't be too worried about the whole situation. You handled the pressure okay?
Yes, well, I mean, the footy stuff, Vic, so that's, that's okay. I'm comfortable with the strategy and the footy side of it. It's probably the extracurricular stuff that goes on day to day, you know, with list management and, there's a lot more meetings and a lot more media, I guess, wanting your time and people around the club asking you, how strong do you want the Powerade and all those sort of little things. So there's a lot more decision-making that you would normally do as an assistant. So I've got a real new appreciation for what a senior coach actually goes through, that's for sure.
And, Woosher, how important's he been to it all?
Look, he's been great, Rowie. I mean, to have someone of John's ilk, and it was great for me, obviously, as well. I actually played under Woosher when he had a couple of years at Carlton, so I knew Woosher back then, and I was actually quite disappointed when he left Carlton because we had a really good relationship. So he's been a great sounding board. Doesn't really get involved in terms of strategy and those sort of things, but just asks the right questions at the right time and won't necessarily give you the answer, but just gives another point of view, and also the relation building that he's done with the playing group has been, outstanding as well. So, as I said, to have someone of John's ilk that's been a senior coach for 12 years and won a premiership, you know, everyone listens.
We spoke to him and he said he didn't think this sort of position would come up and he never even considered it, but he said, I'm starting to fall in love with it, and he can see that he could. Can you get him to fall in love with it enough to commit for next year, Scotty?
Yeah, well...
Now, come on, it's your job. You've got to just get him on
board. We're not sure. Yeah, well, no, we've spent a bit of time in the car together, so we'll gradually try and work him around, but... You know, obviously he's had a real affinity with Phil and had a real strong relationship with him. So, you know, it's probably for him, from his point of view, it's a little bit of payback for what he's done, you know, for him over his coaching career. And I think he's really enjoying it and he's really enjoyed the playing group. So you just never know.
Now, you've stepped up as the interim coach and there's that knock-on effect where other people have to step up and move into different roles. Now, one of the things that really hasn't been addressed too much is, I know you coach your boys' footy team, under-11s, I think it is, at Foss Camden. Are you still coaching that, or has there been an interim coach step into your role?
No, I'm still coaching Vix, and it's the under-9s down there.
Under-9, sorry.
Yeah, so we bank a win every week down there, so that's always a nice upside.
Put it on the resume.
Yeah, and they always give me some nice feedback the next morning too as to how well we go. So a group 26 9-year-olds giving you feedback as to what happened the night before is always pretty good feedback.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, Campo, Richmond Friday, the national stage, Adelaide Oval will be sold out, no question. Big test for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're all tests from now on. If you look at our draw, we're going to play some real quality teams pushing towards finals. So... they're obviously up in really good form. They've had a pretty good month as to who they've played against. But it's a great opportunity for our guys Friday night footy, you know, back at home after a disappointing result the week before to respond. So yeah, I think the players are really looking forward to it.
Four umpires, tick or no tick from you?
Look, I'm not really sure, Rowie. I think at the end of the day, we'll just keep an open mind with all those decisions. And at the end of the day, if it's better for the game, I'm all for it. But if it doesn't enhance the game and doesn't help it, then I'm probably against it. But we'll let it play out and we'll see how it unfolds.
How did you go with the Matt Wright goal review? You lose your Charlie?
No, I haven't yet, Bix, to be quite honest. I mean, it's one of those things that always... I guess, up in the air as to which way it's going to go. And I guess it can either go for it or go again. I don't think that was going to be make or break whether we win or lose the game on the weekend, but you know, potentially it can in the future. So I think they've just got to keep an eye on all that.
So you're trying to tell us you haven't done your lolly yet? You haven't done your absolute Charlie Campo, please.
I haven't, really, to be quite honest. I mean,
good on you.
Pretty hard to... against the West Coast game, that was obviously quite an emotional day. You know, and then obviously we had a couple of wins in the meantime and then the Sydney game. So what I was pleased is the group was able to respond after half-time after a really disappointing first half.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
That's a real positive, and we want to be a positive footy club, but at the end of the day, we're here, wins and losses, and we've got to make sure we get the right ledger.
Well, I'm guessing you'll be looking for a response again this Friday night. It's a short turnaround, and I think that'll suit the players. They want to get back out there and show what they're made of. So, Campo, we wish you all the best. It's going to be, as Roy mentioned, a sellout game Friday night, national stage. We hope you perform well.
Good on you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well done, Campo. Sounds like a coach, looks like a coach, smells like a coach. He is a coach.
Yeah, he's doing a really
good
job.
That?
It is. Look,
under that circumstance to step in, I don't think him and his team, and when I say his team, that's all of them. All of them get enough credit. We look at the players and we feel for them. But boy, oh boy, imagine how tough that would be. I know you speak to him. He has done a remarkable job.
Exactly. A lot of people have done lots of different deeds and they've had to step up. Or speaking to people,
that's what I mean, all of them.
He's elevated himself as
fantastic.
Well, Campo, and maybe even surprised himself about how he's been able to handle it because, look, he's always been an excellent thinker of the game. Oh. He sees the game really well, and I think what we've seen now is he manages people well and manages the extra responsibility of media and all those other decisions that he spoke about. So,
still not sold on the Matt Crouch talking about.
Well,
still not sold.
You don't have to be.
I don't have to be. That is exactly right.